Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. Final half hour of today on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 25th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of people who texted me the word event during the break. I sent them out the link. You can go to AC Conservatives. That's plural. ACConservatives.org. You can check out the post and you can make a donation. $35 includes the book, the reference guide, and your Michigan Constitution. Bottled water, Honeycrisp apples from Frisky's Farm Market will be provided. You bring your own snacks and lunch if you're interested. If you're going to be hungry, go for it. So again, acconservatives.org. You go to the main page right there is the front top of it. It's pinned to the top. You can register by simply making a donation. When you click on the yellow donate button, after you subscribe to the email blast, you put in your email address, hit subscribe. You'll get an email confirming you would like to be part of the mailing list. Then make your donation through our PayPal account, not yours. You cannot do this on an iPhone. iPhones do not like PayPal. You have to do it on a computer. You can register, you'll make your donation, you'll get an email from our PayPal account, not your PayPal account, and that is your ticket. Your email and name will be put on a list to check you in at the event. Again, the doors will open at 9:45, the class will start at 10, we'll get everybody seated, and we'll start the training. So if you have any questions, you can always call me after the show. Text me your questions or text me the word event and I'll text you the link. Again, at 12 noon here in 23 minutes today, this Wednesday, they're going to be voting for the fourth candidate to be the next speaker in Washington. So we are going to be monitoring that. We'll be talking about it on tomorrow's show. Now, the very same state representative, Brian Begull, a former sheriff, I believe, Republican from Perry, the one who's introduced the bill, making it so that sheriff candidates, county sheriffs, must have 5 years of law enforcement in order to run for sheriff. I hope that bill dies, goes nowhere. Well, he's come out and sponsored another bill, House Bill 4716. Police departments that perform salvage vehicle inspections would be able to use the money collected from fees for a broader range of police safety initiatives besides enforcement of auto theft. When a car that is 75 to 91% total, the insurance company can sell the vehicle to an auto repair shop to be fixed up and eventually resold again with an orange salvage title. It's not a green title, it's orange, which indicates that the car has had significant damage. Before the car can be put on the road again, a police department charges $100 to do and perform an optional safety inspection. Large agencies might have a designated auto theft unit that can use the revenue with no restrictions, but smaller, medium-sized agencies without that specific unit are unable to use these funds, even though they are struggling with rising costs of training, equipping, personnel, said Matt Bade, chief of the Metro Police Authority of Genesee County. The $100 charge for a salvage vehicle inspection doesn't always cover the cost of the time and labor it takes to perform the inspection before the vehicle is deemed safe to drive on the roads again, barely offsetting the cost to the department to provide this service. I think that's probably why only 80-some departments out of 600 provide this inspection. It's that it's costly and time-consuming. It's definitely not a money-generating activity, but gold, the state rep said during the House Transportation, Mobility, and Infrastructure Committee yesterday. Another Republican, Tom Kuntz of Clare, asked if the money that has already been collected for the services would retroactively be able to be used by the reasons listed provided for in the bill, or would it only apply to fees moving forward providing this service. Bade said the funds would be reallocated to whatever funds are deemed necessary to whatever department. Matt Saxton from the Michigan Sheriff's Association wrote in a card submitted for testimony in the committee in support of the bill. Of course you did, Matt. You and this Brian Begal are two peas in the same pod. The Michigan Sheriff's Association also supports, folks, the five-year requirement of prior law enforcement before a candidate could even put their name on the ballot to run for sheriff. The bill was reported with recommendation unanimously. There were 11 yeses, said Representative William Bruck of Erie. He voted yay, which he said was to prevent the committee clerk from having it converted into yeses into yays. Whatever. Koontz voted affirmative. When converted to yays, brought the total to 13. What ninny-nanny, tic-tac-y, little stupid parliamentary procedure are you guys playing games with? What the heck does it matter whether it's a yay or yeses? And you're going to vote affirmative? You're a pompous, arrogant you-know-what. Regardless, it came out of committee. Total of 13 yeses. The chair, Nate Shannon, Democrat from Sterling Heights, says, all right, we're getting a little bit out of hand here now. You think, Mr. Chairman? Why don't you slam the gavel down and take authority of the committee? Affirmative, yeses, yays. What the heck does it really matter? Complete waste of time. The committee reported with recommendations that House Bills 5056 and 5058 that created fundraising for license plates to be recognized. One of them expanded was Michigan's 4-H. They want them now added to the list of organizations that people can choose to buy as a license plate in order to raise money for that organization. Can you say part-time legislature? Can anybody please, out there in radio land, please help me talk to these people about going back to a part-time legislature the way we operated the state from 1837 until 1963. It worked absolutely perfectly fine for 126 years, and then the lazy governor, George Romney, that wanted to play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, changed our state constitution. We went from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature because he was a lazy butt governor and didn't want to deal with constituent services, which he should be in charge of. The governor who oversees these bureaucratic agencies and departments ran and was the main chief of all these bureaucratic agencies. But George Romney wanted to play golf. So in 1963, we held a state convention and we amended our state's constitution and went from part-time to full-time. State representatives, state senators were in Lansing during the winter months. They got gaveled in January, usually was out of Lansing for the rest of the year by February, March at the latest. They passed a budget, they passed a few bills, and they went back home. They slept in their own beds. They attended school board meetings, county commissioners meetings. They met at local diners with their constituents for 9 months out of the year. Well, that all changed after 1963's state convention amending our state constitution. The state constitution you'll get at this training was amended in 1963. It went from part-time legislature to full-time legislature. They were getting paid roughly at the time, in 1962, $3,000 a year to be a state rep and a state senator. Within 2 years of going full-time, their pay increased 400% to $12,000 a year. And it's been rising to their current wage of $72,000, $6,000 a month to be a state rep and a state senator when they only work less than 90 days a calendar year. Yep, that's right. They're only in session, folks, about 90 days for the entire year. Spread out over the full calendar year, a complete waste of time with stupid bills like this. But you see, Mike Begull gets checks from the Michigan Sheriff's Association. That's why he's introducing these bills. Brian Begull, excuse me, state representative from Perry, a former county sheriff, who's working basically as a lobbyist for the Michigan Sheriff's Association. I want Brian on this show to respond to why he's sponsoring these bills, especially the one requiring county sheriff candidates have five-year law enforcement background experience. When a county sheriff is nothing but a political figurehead, the sheriff does not run the sheriff's department. The sheriff does not do road patrols. The sheriff does not man the county jail. He's a political figurehead, and his undersheriff runs the department for him. Sheboygan needs a new sheriff. Mackinac County needs a new sheriff. Antrim County is getting a new sheriff. You know, this has got to stop. Special interests, these lobbying organizations, these sheriff associations and others funneling money into these state reps to enter and sponsor this garbage legislation, which I hope to God dies in committee because they've been introduced by a Republican and the Democrats control Lansing. So anything a Republican wants, they're probably not going to get. Thank you, God. As much as I complain about the Democrats being in control and ramming their agenda through, at least we're able to stop some of this special interest money that Brian Begull has taken from the Michigan Sheriff's Association. We need regular folks to get elected. That's it. Period. We are fed up with this corrupt, non-transparent state government in Lansing. We need new people elected next year, and we are going to help do that. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely sides have driven.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number three, final segment of today. I want to mention that on the website, acconservatives.org, you'll see right at the very top, Saturday, December 2nd, 2023, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord, Crash Course Training Workshop, Robert's Rules of Order, Michigan State Constitution. Deadline to register is Saturday, November the 11th. It's coming up. Why? Because the books and the reference guides need to be ordered. We need the donation to be able to buy the book and the reference guide for you. Come and get trained on Robert's Rules of Order, which is the 19th century parliamentarian protocols. Three P words. Parliamentary protocols that every elected board, commission, and Fortune 500 corporations use to conduct their meetings. The Crash Course Training Workshop will educate you on these rules that must be followed in order to run productive meetings and to arm you with the information to hold organizations and boards accountable. To register, simply go to the top right side of this website, subscribe to the email blast, then click on the yellow donate button, donate $35 for each attendee. The price includes Robert Rules Quick Start Guidebook, a 6-page laminated quick study reference guide. There's links there for you to see the book and another link to see the study guide. And you'll get a copy of Michigan State Constitution, compliments of State Representative Neil Friske of the 107th House District. They will be provided and will be used part of the training. Article 1, Section 6 of the state constitution as amended in 1963, bearing of arms. Quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, end quote. We'll be getting into that discussion. Doors will open at 9:45 to check in. There's a link there for driving directions. Bottled water, Friskies, apples will be provided. Feel free to bring your own lunch and or snacks to eat during the class. Additionally, be sure to bring a pen and reading glasses if necessary. So it's all right there on the link. Just text me event and I'll send you the website. November the 11th, folks, it's coming up, is the deadline. We need the donations so we can order the books and the guides. 2 weeks from this Saturday. So you got enough advance notice, you get your paychecks on Friday. Saturday, you sit down and make the donation online. This Saturday, the 28th, November 4th, until 5 o'clock on Saturday, November the 11th. Now, a lot of people have asked me, will this be recorded? The answer is no. We are not going to record it. We are not going to audio record it. We're not going to videotape it. It is not going to be available for anybody to see outside of those attending the class. Sorry, we're not going to do it. things will be said in that training that we do not want memorialized by audio or video taping. You have to come in person. Now, you can send a representative to get you the information, the book and the guide and the Michigan Constitution, and teach you, share the information. But this is absolutely a must-attend event. So, bottom line is, you need to text me the word event. I'll send you the link. You need to register. Share this information. If I text it to your phone, text it to 10, 15, 20 of your friends. I'm going to be going over to Gaylord possibly tomorrow, possibly Friday. I'm not really sure. I've got some meetings that I have to go to. I have some businesses that we're going to visit. We're going to be getting some new sponsors. We're going to be doing a new format, a new segment for this show. You'll be learning about that based on our meetings today, tomorrow, and Friday. And we also have some meetings with some customers, with our local WellConnect dealers. People are taking advantage of the end-of-the-year blowout sale from the factory. They're going to be installing the units themselves, saving thousands of dollars, getting a $1,500 to $2,000 cash rebate from their electric co-op companies, and a 30% federal income tax credit off of this year, 2023's federal income taxes. If you'd like to be part of that process, heat your home. Furnace hasn't even kicked on yet this year. How many times has your furnace kicked on? Ours have been dead silent. WellConnect's been keeping the house at 70 degrees, 3,000 square feet, barely running at all. So if you want to take advantage of it, call us at 231-420-8320. You're here at the commercial, Texas, your name, your city, your electric co-op, if you have one, and we will get back to you. And our local dealers will be putting together the proposals, and they will help you get the unit installed. They'll do the startup inspection to make sure you did everything correctly, and you'll start heating your home with your WellConnect unit. So again, that phone number, 231-420-8320. I've also reached out to a car insurance company. Going to be talking with, hopefully, the media person for Cure, C-U-R-E Auto. Find out more about their company, whether or not they can actually save us money on our car insurance. I'm going to be talking to a local business owner in Traverse City. You heard Ian Murphy yesterday from the Iron Pig. He put out a story with Christine Geiger, going to have her on the show. We're going to have another U.S. Senate candidate next week. We've got so much happening, folks. You need to be part of this show. It repeats every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Devin Lawrence is working on getting our podcast restored. We're excited. But that's it for today's show. Now we head back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory